Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN and off for a couple more days. And Mr. Mike Monaco, legal analyst of the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis, has joined the fray here.
Hello, Ro.
Hello, Michael. And we got a couple questions because I know Michael has been sunning himself because it's summer. And you can see he
great tan.
He does.
Yeah.
He,
looking fresh as always.
What he does is he goes to various places in Chicago. He sets up like a beach chair. And then he's got the little little goggles that go over his eyes, and he wears a Speedo.
Very funny.
And then he sits like a rotisserie kind of
thing. My last Speedo was years ago, bro.
So Michael's had been gone for a couple of weeks as he suns himself. This is the time. But now that we've passed the summer solstice, we can move on to legal issues.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein.
Ooh, wow.
Is he your client?
No.
Not yet. Okay. So we can openly speak about him because it often happens that we start this conversation and then Michael's like, I can't talk about it.
No, but this is an interesting case. You know, he was indicted in Miami in a 53-page indictment in 2008. And at the last minute, Acosta, who was at the time the U.S. attorney in Florida, cut a deal with him that he did not do any federal time at all and did 13 months of state time, which was really half the time he was not even there. He was at someplace else.
So he was given in Palm Beach County Jail.
Yeah.
Which is
not so bad to begin with.
Right. Which is decorated by Lily Pulitzer, by the way. It's beautiful. The towels are lovely.
Yes.
But you know what they have that's nice there? The shampoo in the little bottles in the Palm Beach County Jail.
That's exactly.
You're like, why can't I go buy this in a store?
There's a chocolate mint on your pillow every night.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's very nice. So he spent, I think,
13 months allegedly.
Yeah. Going in and out of that jail, he was allowed to, I've never heard of this before.
Go to work
11 hours a day. Yeah. I don't know anybody who works 11 hours a day. All he had to do was sleep there.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? Like, does that happen?
No.
Ever?
No, very unusual. The whole thing is unusual. And the fact that they did not tell the victims that they were cutting this deal was unusual and against the law. And that's what a federal judge found in February of this year, that they violated the law with that deal. Now,
but there's no recourse against him on that particularly. It would be against the people who allowed that to happen.
Right. There's an investigation of the prosecutor in that case. But
Mr. Acosta?
Yes. But it's
who is the labor secretary now, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly.
Under the Trump administration.
One of your cabinet members.
He's in my cabinet. Yeah.
Anyway, so it's interesting. They catch the guy because you could just make sure that the FBI was hot to get this fellow. And the Southern District of New York got in the case, and they had a big press conference today reporting that when he came back from France, where he was since June 14th,
I want to make this perfectly clear.
Yeah.
The stuff we're talking about from before is from before.
Yeah.
This is all evidence against him running in Florida, basically a prostitution and child sex ring is basically what he was running. Right.
Yeah, but this, the case, what's interesting
from
though,
the early 2000s,
right, 2002 to 2005 is what he's just indicted for, which is sort of surprising because they had a search warrant. You know, they picked him up at the airport, Teterboro Airport, and then at the very same time they picked him up at the airport, they conducted a search on his fantastic 21,000 square foot apartment in downtown.
Townhouse in the Upper East Side of New York.
And so you figure in order to get that, it had to be recent. So either someone is cooperating against him, or maybe they have recent victims, because in order to get a search warrant, the evidence has to be where you're searching, and it has to be fresh. It has to be there. It can't be from 5 or 10 or 20 years ago. It's got to be stuff that's there right now.
But this is all stuff that would indicate that he did all this stuff in the early 2000s?
Is there stuff
that would be current? Because his lawyers are arguing, they were in court today, his lawyers are arguing this is double jeopardy.
Right, because of the conviction.
Because he's already been convicted of the stuff in the early 2000s, and that seems to have done nothing to stop him from continuing to be very successful as an investment guru to the rich and famous.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting if that happens, because the Southern District, they're pretty good at dotting their their eyes and crossing
they got
their T's.
Don't say T's. Yes. So what is the situation here for so his peril?
Well, first of all, did he get bond today? I didn't know. I'm not sure if he got bonded or out or not today.
I thought I heard that he was denied bond.
That may be. Let me double check that.
All right, we got Lapka's on it.
There, Lapka's on it. Very good.
So Kevin's looking up pictures on the internet.
Well,
that's a separate thing.
I saw. Well, they may be related. I saw the press conference today by the U.S. Attorney in New York, Berman, and during the press conference, he walked over to a poster of Epstein's picture and said to everyone watching, "If you have any evidence against this man, call us." So they're looking for stuff that's
newer than new,
right? Or stuff that had never been complained about before. You know, because
let's go back to it, 'cause Vanity Fair did this piece about the entire story of Epstein a couple of months ago, and it was, I don't know why, or maybe within the last year, I remember reading this, and I was like, why is this coming up again? But they went through that entire I think it was after Acosta became the labor secretary. They're like, hey, remember this guy? This was this case.
Yeah. The Miami Herald did a three-part story on that. They had invested the whole how it ended up being what it was.
And so here's basically how it all started, is that this guy, again, he was a Bear Stearns guy. Bear Stearns went under. He hung up his own shingle as an investment guru. He started getting, he became friends with the Clintons. He became friends with a lot of political people. He became friends with Hollywood people. And he ended up investing a lot of their money and doing well. And, you know, not Madoffing them, but actually, you know, giving them good return on investment. And he made gazillions. As a matter of fact, he bought the apartment in New York that we're talking about, the townhouse in New York we're talking about on the Upper East Side, is, as Michael said, 21,000 square feet, seven stories tall. It's basically an apartment building that he owns. It was owned by Les Wexner, the guy who started the Limited brands, Victoria's Secret.
Victoria's Secret, yeah.
And who Les Wexner is one of his big clients as well. And Les Wexner is a gazillionaire. And so somehow, some way, this guy would, he had his own private plane. He'd fly out of Teterboro. He had a house in Palm Beach. He happened upon this young woman who was working at Mar-a-Lago, one of the stories and one of the crimes he was accused of revolves around this young girl who was, I think, 14 at the time. And he would pay these girls. He would find these girls at the mall or other places, and he would say, hey, for $300, can you come over and massage me?
Right.
You know, like in a, it, you know, and totally, and for the first couple times he'd come over, it was like legit. Right? It was like they would...
Or close to legit.
Yeah. It was not illegal.
Yeah. Well, he'd ask them to disrobe at some point.
Well, that's like... he would groom them into it. And then eventually he would ask them to disrobe. And then he had a woman who was working for him.
Right.
Who actually would assist in this, would, you know, bring the girls in, feed them, you know, because he was looking for girls who were from broken homes or stressful home life situations where they weren't, you know, they were having to go to work, they were trying to find the money, and so then he would up the ante and pay them more and more and more. The more they did, the more they got paid. And then he would pay them to recruit. He created a pyramid scheme of recruiting other young women from their social network that would then also take part in this, and they were just cash rich. Yeah. And these were all girls, who some as young as 13, but like as old as 16.
Yeah, and this the U.S. Attorney in New York said as young as 14 in this group.
Okay.
But it's a it was a very telling story how he was able to, as you say, groom them and get more and more young girls to come over. And under the promise that they'll get cash, and a lot of them got paid. But it was, you know, obviously he knew they were under 16 or 17.
Right. And this was used as a political cudgel in 2016 against the Clintons. Jeffrey Epstein's name kept popping up because he was a friend of the Clintons, and this whole case had kind of gone back and down and around. But now what has surfaced is a 2002 interview with Donald Trump talking about Jeffrey Epstein, which he calls him a fantastic guy.
Great guy.
And he seems to like younger girls.
He likes good-looking girls. His are a little younger.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
How do you know that, Donald?
But the point is that this is... But he's a guy that all these rich guys knew, and these famous people knew, and he was always around, and it was creepy. And then the question is, if there were guys who had proclivities for younger women, were they going to Jeffrey Epstein to get set up?
Right, right. That's the question now. We'll see whether whether Epstein himself talks or whether this woman who you referred to, who was his assistant, is going to be indicted. We're not sure if she's cooperating now or not.
Someone cooperated, as you pointed out.
Someone we think cooperated because there was recent evidence that there was stuff to be found in that townhouse.
From what I'm seeing now, they have apparently postponed the bail hearing until July 15th.
So is he held in custody?
He'll be held in custody.
Uh-oh.
Sure.
Oh, well, now, that Mr. Monaco is a esteemed defense attorney. Isn't that something that the government can do just to reinforce the memory of said defendant just to make sure that they get, this is what your life's really going to look like?
Yes, that's true.
The MCC in New York is not a
it's not
a pleasant place.
No, I've been there many times. It's not a pleasant place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's got the big heavy doors at the MCC in New York.
Big heavy doors.
You're not looking outside of your cell.
No, you don't get a view of the lake or the ocean.
Right.
The ocean or the bay or anything.
Yeah. Or the downtown skyline.
No downtown skyline.
Yeah. The bed is 6 inches shorter than what the average American male can fit into.
Yeah, something like that. But anyway, so you're right. It's going to be interesting to see if anybody's talking about other folks.
The thing about this was a big, the Republican Party seized on this, and he was a bad guy back in 2016.
Really?
Yeah. And now Democrats are seizing on this being a bad guy because they're ready to throw the Clintons overboard if they have to in a moment like this. But there's going to be a lot of, this guy was a fundraiser for everybody. This really is more about the elites. And as the president likes to probably say, he's more elite than anybody. This is really about people who have an ability to have this kind of network. And then, you know, and this guys like this guy, and he's not the only one. There's another one in L.A. that is sort of the West Coast version of him.
Of him.
They always talk about. Mm-hmm. That had an airplane that, and this was not about underage women, but about always finding women for politicians and other people, that this guy used to fly around the world on his airplane that was called AF-1, like Air Force One, but the F was not for force.
Ah. Hmm. So apparently someone was saying that the Epstein's plane was referred to as the Lolita Express.
Yeah, because the girls were younger. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is bad.
Now, did Alan Dershowitz get...
Alan Dershowitz was his attorney, yeah.
But he... Alan, I know, threatened somebody and to sue them. He said, if you're going to sue me. And they sued him.
Hmm. Yeah. Funny how that works out. All right, let's check in with Kim Gordon. What's coming up at the top of the hour?
Roe will hear from Mayor Lightfoot after a violent holiday weekend in Chicago.